But first, I'm delighted to welcome to the program Helen Schrader. She and I just, literally an hour before we were recording this conversation, we were at a Trump rally. And, one of us did not behave well. And it wasn't Helen.
The other one of us filmed.
The other one of us. Helen, this is the second time you and I have been at a Trump rally. And we met at the we met last July.
At a Trump rally on State Fairgrounds.
Right, yep. When it was too hot. Today it was too cold.
Way too hot, too cold.
And we just we didn't know each other. We just bumped into each other and realized, hey, we're on the same page here.
We're on the same team.
We're not buying this Kool-Aid. We're not drinking this stuff. And today, it was a lot. We met at 11 o'clock to kind of go over the plan. And the plan basically came down to Kathy designing a shirt for me, a white shirt, with big red letters saying liar.
Unfortunately, not on the back where people
I probably would have got thrown out more quickly, but we were there. We got there in time to get good seats.
Yeah.
And it was 4 hours of listening to, pretty good music.
A little too loud. Pretty good music.
I'm glad I had earplugs. And some horrible speeches. And then Trump came on board.
And then it was another horrible speech, yeah.
And you were busy taking photos of stuff and me. And I kept my shirt concealed until Trump started speaking. And it was, less than 5 minutes before?
Oh, that guy nailed you, yeah.
Well, he knew. This is the problem with being well-known in Des Moines. You can't get away with this stuff very well, right? So he looked at me from down the aisle, and he pointed into his eyes with two fingers, then he pointed those two fingers at me, and I said, and he was saying, I'm watching you.
Maybe next time I'll wear the shirt. You can have the camera.
Okay. Well, yeah. Did anybody ever figure out that you and I were connected?
I don't think so. Even while I was taking your picture.
Yeah. I was thinking, I'm not going to unveil the liar shirt until he starts lying, but it took all 10 seconds.
It didn't take very long.
It is appalling to see the abandonment of truth that has taken hold of this presidency, but then have been believed by so many people.
Yeah. They don't seem stupid until he starts talking, and then.
I was sitting next to a very nice gal from Cedar Rapids, and people, everybody around me was. They were nice people. And how about
you? Nice.
You're on the other side of the aisle.
I was not actually.
Well, the other
side of the aisle.
Physically on the other side of the aisle, same side of the rally. Yeah.
Yes.
But what were your peeps like over there?
Oh, they were polite. We kept excusing each other, going to get various condiments and drinks and things like that.
Because we had to sit there for four hours.
Something like that.
More than that, even. Yeah, more than four hours.
He was an hour late talking. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how somebody can think that that's appropriate to be that late.
He must have had a good conversation going at the machine shed. Yeah.
He's not. It's not just. I've known. You know who was really, really prompt? President George W. Bush, always on time. Mm. You know who was absolutely terrible? The worst, actually, worse than Trump. John Edwards. He was terrible. He would leave people sitting out in hot conditions with no shade for like an hour, hour and a half.
Oh my goodness.
What's your vibe on the event? Other than the fact that the people around us seemed decent, nice.
Everybody seemed nice. There were some other concealed protesters after you were drug out.
Tell us about those.
There was a child that was very emphatically telling a story of some sort.
A child, like how old?
Like, it sounded like about 5, and I couldn't see the person either. It
really?
Seemed to be a short, small, young person. And then after that...
You couldn't tell what they were saying, though. Huh?
I could not tell what they were saying, but they were saying it adamantly, so the people around them could certainly hear. And they were silenced pretty quickly.
Okay.
And then after that, there was a more organized several people front and center. And I think they had firecrackers, or one of them did. There was an actual firecracker that went off.
That went off?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bad idea.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a bad idea.
That can turn a police officer frightened real quick.
Turn anybody frightened, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that seems like a really horrible idea.
Yeah, I thought so as well. I was standing by the exit at that point, right next to the Secret Service, waiting for the ability to leave because once they took you out, no one could leave.
Sorry.
Everyone was stuck.
Sorry. Yeah. So I kind of want, and so after those protesters who lit up a firework.
It was some sort of firecracker. I'm not sure it was a firework. It was something, you know, explosive in nature that went off. Yes.
So that made me, I don't know whether it's because I was removed. How long after my removal did that happen?
The child was just a few minutes, and then I tried to leave because you had called.
Right.
And then as I was standing by the Secret Service woman waiting for the ability to leave, the more organized group in the front and center, but they were quickly drowned out by USA, USA. Mm-hmm. So I don't even think Mr. Trump had a chance to heckle back, as is his wont.
I have been heckled back by Trump mm-hmm. at a rally before. Mm-hmm. This is my fourth Trump rally.
My second, I guess.
Didn't quite make it into one. No, actually, it's my fifth Trump rally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thrown out of two, arrested at one, but... I think, you know, it's protest is really important. And, you know, I didn't want to argue too much with the guy who he said to me, what does your shirt say? So it says liar. He says, is that about the president? I say, yes. He says, you've got to leave. I say, well, there's nothing in the does he give you a list of prohibited
items?
They
gave us a list. Yeah.
And there's nothing saying
T-shirts wasn't on it.
You know, T-shirts with inappropriate message. I tried to reason with him a little bit, saying, you know, it's not, you know, I mean, it's my right to have, be able to say what I want to
wear clothing.
He was, he was adamant, and I knew I wasn't going to win that one.
No, he was
especially
a big guy.
With him and like four or five other officers around.
And then
him.
There were those officers.
I wasn't going to argue with him. I didn't want to risk arrest.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll go, but let me get my stuff, okay? And they did. Mm. And they let me put it on. But yeah, once
and
I got
they
outside,
trapped the rest of us in
Yeah, I saw two other people trying to leave. As I was going out the door, and they wouldn't allow them to leave.
Yeah.
And you were stuck in that same boat.
Well, they probably needed to secure the perimeter.
So you left before Trump was finished speaking.
Absolutely. So. I did not need to hear more of that.
Well, I wonder how many other protests occurred.
I wonder as well. I do.
There were protests outside as well, and I didn't get a good view.
My sister was actually out there, Sarah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And do you know much about what happened outside?
I don't. I know that once I left, they had already gone home. I did call her and say, you know, are you cold? Do you need a break? Should I bring my warm car?
Yeah.
She said, no, we're already home. So.
Yeah. I mean, it was tough enough to sit there. I mean, I'd have earplugs. The music was so loud.
Yeah.
And I sat, we
I'm
sat.
Younger. My ears liked it.
Your ears have probably already had more damage than mine. I'm very careful with my
that's
ears.
That's probably it.
But, I mean, to be outside, I mean, this isn't terrible weather. It's, what, 20 degrees today?
That's not Minnesota.
It's not 20 below.
But
it's bad enough. So I admire the people who were outside expressing their concerns about the direction of our country. I don't think the firecracker is a good idea.
No, I don't think so either. When I heard it go off, I sort of looked that direction and I thought, oh my gosh, what is that? And how did it get through security?
Yeah, how did it get
through
security?
Which I'm sure is exactly what the Secret Service and the police officers
because we went through two different security checkpoints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had me open my jacket.
They had us walk through a metal detector.
I opened my jacket and underneath my jacket is a flannel shirt. Underneath my flannel shirt is the
protest
T-shirt
shirt.
That says liar on it. But, yeah. I think what's happening right now in terms of resistance to the Trump administration and its policies is very important, very effective. I think it weakens the case against him when we have incidents like the firecracker.
Yes, I believe so. I think that was a bad idea.
Yeah. I mean, I'm also thinking that one reason Trump is in Iowa, well, it's close to Minnesota, without actually having to go there.
Having to go to Minnesota, he's close to Minnesota.
But also, Iowa is going to be
caucuses are coming up the midterms.
Yeah, there are Republican caucuses still.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there will be little known fact to most of the universe. There is an off-year caucus.
Yes, there is.
Every 4 years is the big one that gets all the attention, now only for Republicans, no longer for Democrats.
Some of the circling politicians were encouraging people to be
right
to go to the caucus and be
yes.
Delegates.
And I one guy running for governor came up to me and said, "Hello, Ed, what are you doing here?"
You so said, "Just wait and see."
I said, "Well, I came to see you, Eddie." He didn't believe
perfect.
It, but no, we and he said, "You know," he said to me, "You know, he was with a gal who was running for the state house," and he said, "You know, one thing I want to say this about Ed." You, whenever you said, you know, when you ran for governor and when you were a lawmaker, whatever you said, I knew was what you really believed. You know, you're not, and I really, really appreciate it. I thought that was a high compliment from
a
Republican running for governor. But
that's a compliment.
I think that's a way of being that everybody in politics should endorse.
I agree.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear a lot of that from the speakers.
No.
No, it was our three of our four Congress members, and then Trump came on.
Mm.
And again, in terms of who was the most disingenuous, yeah, Trump, hands down. But again, I think one reason he's here is because Iowa has at least two, maybe three competitive districts.
Yeah.
We have a fair redistricting situation, a system.
So far,
yeah. And I think it means that we have three districts that could be competitive.
Yeah. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So you can't wait to go to your next Trump rally, Helen?
I cannot wait to see that man again.
Yeah. Have you been to Minnesota? I'm curious. A lot of Iowans have gone up to stand with our friends in Minnesota.
I have as a tourist, mostly.
Oh, but
I do have friends.
But not recently with the
No,
protests.
Not yeah. recently. No, I'm yeah. actually afraid.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. Do you have friends up there who've been involved with the...
I have friends who have to live up there, and they
what are
talk
they saying?
About the situation being a little tense and not at all normal, and please don't discard what's happening here. It's really as bad as you think it is.
Mm. Yeah. And now it seems they moved on to Portland, Maine, and who knows what might happen next. But I wouldn't be surprised to see more of a nice presence in Des Moines at some point, but we may not get the Minneapolis treatment, but...
We're a red state.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, I really appreciate you coming with me. I got to be honest, it was hard for me to talk anybody into joining me. Hey, you want to go to a Trump rally with me today?
I'm the sucker that got talked into it.
No, it's a good thing to do. I mean, I don't know what comes of it. It's a small statement.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the truth is, if we had been there about a half hour earlier and we had not been me, who is too well known.
Yeah. Next time I wear the shirt.
Okay, next time you wear the shirt. People were being invited up on stage behind Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So envision four or five people on stage. I mean, you've got to applaud when all the other speakers are coming up. You've got to do all the stuff. But then when the moment comes, you bear the liar shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to close with this. This is from Robert Reich. He's in a coffee shop in New Hampshire. And a guy walks up to him and says, "I've been a lifelong Republican, but the events of the past weeks have caused me to leave the Republican Party. I'm happy to hear that," I said with a smile and turned to finish my breakfast. "I'm from New Hampshire," the guy said, "and many of my Republican friends are leaving the party too. Minneapolis was the last straw." Reich says, "I put down my fork and turned toward him. I assume you're talking about the behavior of ICE and Border Patrol agents there and the killings?" "No, all terrible, of course," the man says. "But what really finished me were the lies. Noam, Miller, Bovino, Vance, Trump," he frowned. "They all lied through their teeth. I saw the video. They're a pack of liars." I think the shirt was a good one.
Yep.
Maybe we'll have to wear it again.
Yeah.
Helen, thanks for joining me.